Now what's happening? Oh, perfect. Okay, thank you. That this STD conference alternates with the International Society for STD Research and the World International Union Against STIs. So, in 2017, the STI and HIV World Congress will be in Rio de Janeiro, July 9th through 12th, and I know the conference organizers have been working hard to put together an outstanding event. We are also pleased that Dr. Mauro Romero-Ligo-Passos and his colleagues were able to attend this conference, and I hope you had a chance to meet them. So now for the thanks. There's a lot of people to thank. So first, we would like to acknowledge the scientific committee chaired by Dr. Aral and Hook that involved many people with many tracks and many ideas and a lot of work, and recognizing that these individuals spent the last year constructing the scientific program, and they reviewed and scored over 450 scientific abstracts. Second, the steering committee, who's been meeting monthly for the past 18 months to guide the conference planning process. Third are our volunteers from the Division of STD Prevention. And while you may not have noticed them, they, among other things, helped us find our way as conference ambassadors, staffed the registration desk, worked as room monitors, and manned the exhibits. And then lastly, I'd like to recognize the organizing committee that had staff from ASHA, ASTDA, NCSD, and CDC, who provided the essential conference support without which this conference would not have been possible. And again, this is a wonderful example of the exemplary work that can come from a strong, healthy partnership. So I want to kind of outline what people did here. So we thank Miranda Barclay, who spearheaded the mobile app. Amy Wong was the editor of the program and abstract book. So you're going to, if you ever want to run a conference, you're going to hear now what you need to do. Dennis Fortenberry single-handedly coordinated the wards and poster grand rounds. Janie Jones and Kelly Mayer handled the travel for the invited speakers. Kevin Borden provided us additional AV support. Susan Hacker was the webmaster. Rachel Powell and Selena Smith have been hiding in a room in the back, you probably don't know, brilliantly handling health communication and social media. Sheila McKenzie did all of the CME work. Sheena Simmons organized all of the volunteers as the volunteer coordinator. Shantae Wright is responsible for the conference evaluation, which will inform the next STD prevention conference in 2018. So I need to remind you, please fill out your evaluation, which will be available online. And Janice Norwood worked with the Jack Spencer Selection Committee and also provided overall conference support along with Steve Shapiro. I can't go without saying that Lynn Barclay and Fred Wyan were fabulous and tireless and an all-purpose team supporting the fiduciary work, the AV, the hotel accommodations, the networking events, and what many people said to me, in providing the health-conscious food. Did you notice we had no chips, no soda, and it was much appreciated by some. But not, you know, last but not least, I also want to thank the 2016 STD Conference Assistant Coordinator. She's a little shy. She's going to stand in the back and maybe wait, raise her hand. There she is, Patricia Jackson. And if you don't know, on a daily basis, but especially for this conference, she's the one that is working behind the scenes, keeping all of us in line. And then, finally, this conference would not have had the level of excellent success without our 2016 STD conference coordinator. All right, come on, Melissa, get up here. So, Melissa Habel. If you don't know Melissa, she has exceptional organizational skills, real attention to detail, so Dennis, if you need some more help, she's available maybe. Ability to multitask. If you notice, every time you're talking to her, she's on her, you know, iPhone at the same time. And she did a great job of mediating what I would call the diversity of opinions among the steering committee. And she also has an impeccable sense of style and fashion. Some people know what that joke means. So, with that, Melissa, we want to give you a little token of appreciation. Okay, We're almost done. And obviously, before we close the conference, I want to thank my co-chair, Case Reitmeier, who's been an absolute delight to work with and a true leader in the field of STD prevention. I look forward to our future partnerships. We welcome Dennis Fortenberry as the new president of ASTDA, who will be co-chairing the 2018 STD Prevention Conference. So I'd like to turn this over to Case to actually close our conference.
Thank you, Gail. This makes it very easy for me because you really did an outstanding job in thanking everybody that was instrumental to this wonderful conference. We enjoyed being together this week, and we learned a tremendous amount. Who I want to thank, finally, in this last couple of seconds here, is all of you. As I've mentioned in previous presentations at this conference, ASTDA is committed to supporting young investigators and developing the next generation of STD prevention leaders. And that's you, especially those that stuck around and are still here. You are the future of STD prevention in this country. So I encourage you all to get involved with your respective organizations, and especially with ASTDA, of course, and become a leader. I want to mention the words that Anne Rompalo spoke yesterday. Anne gave such a fantastic talk when she accepted the ASTDA Distinguished Career Award. And what she said was that in order to get involved and to become a leader and to become a researcher and a program person in STD is to find your pack. I love that. Find your pack and run with them. I hope you do that. We'll see you in 2 years, if not before, and with this, the conference is coming to an official close. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.